सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
शान्ति।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So we have seen earlier that Kardamji married Devuti on one condition, that after she becomes mother, then he will live, or after the end of the Grihastha Ashram, he will leave for sannyas, he will go for vanvas. So after getting 9 daughters, now Prajapati Kardamji is saying, now it is the time that I should go. I should go back to Vanaprastha and stay there now. Then Devuti says, whatever promise you made, you have fulfilled. I have nothing to say. But one thing you have not given me is the abhay. Abhay means fearlessness. Fearlessness means you have not given me the spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge you have not given me, so it is your duty to give me abhay, fearlessness, spiritual knowledge. Then he says about the daughters, you have got 9 daughters, but they will be married and gone. You are also going. Then who will look after me? Who will look after my soak? When I am suffering at that time, who is going to help me? Then he says that we have spent our times, how? Indriyarthe prasangena, reveling in the sense object, we have spent our time. Compare the life of Devuti with our life. Now she is saying, when her husband is going away, she is saying, we have spent life where? In Indriyarthe prasangena, enjoying the sense objects. And what we have done? Parityakta Paramatmana. And we have left Paramatma. We didn't think about Paramatma. And because of that association with the sense object, Sangosa Sansrita Hetu, that is the cause of Sansriti, that is the cause of birth and death. That is the cause of birth and death. Then she says, saiva sadhu sukrite nisangatvaya kalpate, same association if it is done with a sadhu, what will happen? You will get satsangatte nisangatvam. You will get detachment. Attachment to sense object is the cause for the birth and death. Same attachment, if done with the sadhu, it will detach you. Okay, then she tells a beautiful verse. She says, ne yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirthapada sevaya jivan api mitoisha. That person is like a dead while living also. While living he is dead. Who is that person? Na iha yat karma dharmaya, one who is not doing his action as per dharma. As per dharma. And according to dharma, you should get dispassion also. Dispassion. If we follow the righteous way of action, it will lead to dispassion. And dispassion will lead to na tirth par sevai, worshipping the Lord. Worshipping the Lord. When vairagya comes, when you withdraw from the sense objects, you have got the time and energy now. That should be employed. Where? Tirth pad sevai, service to Lord. That should be done. If that is not happening, then Devuti says, Jeevan api mrito hisa. Jeevan api, while living also, you are dead only. Then she say, sa, any person, aham, devuti. Those who are reveling in the sense object, or aham, devuti, bhagvato nunam vanchita maya dhiram, I am cheated by maya. Now she is realizing, I am cheated by maya throughout my grihastha ashram, I was only enjoying the sense objects only. I was cheated by Maya. Yatvam bhimukti padam prapa na mubhimuchya bandhana. Even by getting you, knowing that you can give me mukti, Devuti is saying to her husband Kardam that you are a realized master, you can give me mukti. But na mubhimuchya bandhana, I did not desire for mukti. See, many times we do like this, ghar ka murgi dal barobar. Ghar ka murgi da. I could have taken knowledge from you, but I didn't ask for it. Then Kardamji says, Ma kido Rajputri, oh don't be disappointed. Rajputri, princess. Rajputri. She is the daughter of Maharaj Manu. Acha. Itham Atmanam Prati Anindati. Don't get me disappointed in this way. You are praiseworthy. Bhagavatam aksharuhi garbham durasam samprapasyate. Very soon Bhagavan Lord Hari will come in your room. In the meantime, Kardam remembered that when he talked to Vishnu Bhagavan, he said, oh, you will get 9 daughters and after that I am going to come. He remembered and that he told to Devuti. Then what we have to do? Dhratvritasi Bhadram. You have taken a sacred vow that you should get a son. That's a sacred vow. Very good. But now you should do Dhamena Niyamena Cha Tapah Tiravindanesya Sraddhaya Cha Iswaram Bhaja. Now you should do Dhamma. Now you all know what is Dhamma. What is Sam? Controlling of mind is Sam. Dhamma. Control your senses, that is dham. Our senses are reveling, Devuti senses are reveling in world. Therefore, dham. And then, niyamena, you follow some religious observances also. Then, tapa, control your mind also, make it single-pointed. And not only that, you have got a lot of wealth now. In the aerial mansion, you are enjoying. And we have earlier seen nobody else in the world had an aerial mansion like that. Dravindanesha, now you start giving dan. Share. And do all these things how? Sraddhaya cha Ishwaram bhaja. Sraddhaya with faith, you worship. Bhaja Ishwar. Worship Ishwar. Okay. Svatvaya arajita suklo bitanvat mamakam yasa. When Lord comes, what will happen? Kardam is saying that his years, his fame will increase. People will say, Lord came through Kardam in this world. Kapil Bhagwan came through Kardam in this world. His fame will increase. Not only that, what you will get? Chetatri Hriday Granthim Audaryo Brahma Bhavana. Cheta, he will cut your Hriday Granthi. Hriday Granthi means not a part. What is this Granthi? Jad Chetan Granthi. There are two only things. One is Jad, inert matter. Another is Chetan. This is mixed up now in this body. And Granthi has happened. We have to segregate it. How to segregate? He will tell. Who? Audaryo, your son will tell. Devuti has requested Kardam, and Kardam is saying that your son will remove your ignorance. Okay, Brahma Bhavana, he will give you the knowledge of self. Okay, then what the Devuti did? Devuti api sandese gaurubena prajapate. Devuti also sandese, whatever direction was given by Kardamji. What was the direction was given by Kardamji? Dham, practice dham, follow some niyam, then you should have tapa and you give charity. She followed. Whatever instruction was given by Kardam, she followed. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also said, we get lot of instruction but we don't follow. Bhakti Shastra, Vedanta, everybody, every day we tell so many things. You have to do this thing. We accept. We understand. We have got no doubt in it. But we don't follow. Devuti say, Devuti api sandesam directions, gauravena with respect, Prajapati. The direction was given by Prajapati Kardam. Samyak sardaya, completely samyak. 100% whatever Kardam ji said, she followed. अपनी बुद्धि नहीं लगाया करदम जी से आई हैव टू फॉलो ओके श्रद्धया पुरुष कूटस्थम अभजत गुरुम श्रद्धया विथ्वेत पुरुषम विष्णु सी स्टार्टेड वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड विष्णु बिकॉज लॉर्ड विष्णु इज गोइंग टू कम थ्रू हर ओके कूटस्थम अभजत गुरुम एंड सी वर्शिप द गुरुम द मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल Most worshipable is Bhagavan Vishnu. He is the Guru, Jagat Guru. He started worshipping her. Now, verse number 6.
Tasyam bahutithe kale Bhagavan Madhusudanah Kardavam viramapannah Yagyagnirivadaruni
Tasyam means Devuti. Tasyam bahutithe after Bahutite many years after lapse of time, Bahutite Kale, Bhagavan Madhusudana, Bhagavan Madhusudan, the killer of Madhu, demon Madhu, Madhusudan, Kardamam Viryam Apanna, Kardam of Kardam, Viryam Apanna, entered into the semen of Kardam, Muni. Jagge and appeared. Agnirib Daruni. Like in the fire, like in the wood, fire is there, like the fire comes out. Same way, Bhagwan Kapil appeared. Boliye
Shri Kapil Bhagwan ki jai.
Now there was a question in last class about the avatar. Should we call Kapil Bhagwan as a avatar or a Kapil Dev only. So we have studied in chapter 3 of Canto 1 about the avatar. So there we found that the first avatar was Sa evam pratham devam Kaumaram. First incarnation of Bhagwan was Kaumara, four Kumar, Sanat Sanandan Sanatan and Sanak Kumar. Four avatar. What was the second? Yagyesha Saukaram Bapu. Varaha avatar. That was the second avatar. You see, what is the difference between the first avatar and the second avatar? You see, we have to think over. That is why we are told that you should do manan. The first was Jnana avatar. Varaha avatar was Kriya avatar. Varaha Bhagwan did not give any discourse. He lifted the earth which was inside the waters and lifted, kept it on the water and went away. He came for a particular work, purpose. Lift the earth and keep it and went away. And third avatar was Dev Rishi Tvam Upetyam Sa. That was the Narad. Narad avatar. Narad avatar was from karma, how to, from karma to naiskarma we can go. How through karma we can reach that perfection, that was the job of Narad ji. Different avatars have got different things to do. Fourth avatar were Nar Narayan Varishi. There it was the tapas avatar. How to do tapas, Nar Narayan. And fifth avatar is Pancham Kapilo Nam Siddhesa. And fifth avatar is the Kapila avatar. This is again Jnana avatar. This is Jnana avatar. So we will find there are different types of avatar. And how many avatars has happened? Avatara hi asankhya hare sattva nidher dvija. Asankh, innumerable avatars have come. Innumerable they have come. And it gives a beautiful example. Yatha abhitasinah kulya sarsa shu sahasrata. Like a perennial lake. From the perennial lake what happens? Many this small dharas, they come out from different. Similarly, from Vishnu, asankhya avatar. Don't think there are only 10 avatar or 24 avatars which popularly are known to us. Asankhya avatar. Okay. And what are those avatar? Rishya, rishis are avatar. Manavo, all Manu. 14 Manu come in one day of Brahmaji. They are also avatar. Deva, devatas are also avatar. Manu Putra, sons of Manu is also avatar. Mahojasa, Prajapati, and the Prajapati are also avatar. And they are sometimes Kala avatar. Kala avatar, Ansa avatar. So now we have to understand there can be a Purna avatar and Ansa avatars. What is Purna avatar? Then he comes with his all strength. Like Bhagwan Ram, Bhagwan Krishna, they come with the full avatar. Purna. What is the Ansa avatar? Ansa avatar only for a particular purpose. Narsingh avatar, it is called Avesh avatar. Shankaracharya avatar, only for one particular purpose. Bara avatar, one particular purpose. So three types of avatar I have told you. One is the Purna avatar. Other is Ansa avatar or Kala avatar for a particular purpose. Avesh avatar, all of a sudden appeared. Is Bhagwan in this pillar? Immediately came out. Avesh avatar. Then there is Nitya avatar. Nitya avatar means all Rishi Muni present at this point of time are all Nitya avatars. They are there. Nitya avatar. And the fifth is Mad Anugraha avatar. Madhanugraha, your teacher is your avatar, incarnation of Lord, to give you the spiritual vidya. He is also avatar. So after many years, Madhusudan, the killer of demon, Madhu, having entered the semen of Kardam, appeared in Devuti, just as a fire comes from the wood in sacrifice. So fire is already present. Fire is already present. Okay. When the fire is kindled and fire comes out, same way, now Kapil Bhagwan has come. How? Through the semen of Kartam. Okay. How Narsingh Bhagwan came? He came from the pillar. How Varahavatar happened? From the nostril of Brahmaji. No. How Manu came? From the body of Brahmaji. Manu and Satrupa, they came from the body of Brahmaji. Manu is also avatar. And how Kapil came? Kapil came through Kardam. Through Kardam. Sometimes Bhagwan comes also from the rice pudding also. Kheer. How Bhagwan Ram came? Dasaraji did Putreshti Yagya. After that Putreshti Yagya, the sage gave him a cup of pudding. Kheer le jao, e rani log ko khilao, give them. Bhagwan entered in that. And whosoever took that way incarnate. So there are various ways he can take incarnation. Various ways he can take incarnation. The one thing we have to understand that don't think that the Lord was born as an ordinary being. He was not born as an ordinary being. His Deha is always Divya Deha. And they always takes the form with their Atmamaya. Atmamaya, because of their Maya, they take a body. Okay, next.
Avadayam stada vyomni vaditrani ghana ghanaha gayanti tam smagandharva nityanti apsaraso muda.
Abadayan sounded, abadayan sounded. Tada, at that time, when Kapil Bhagwan appeared, then what happened? Sounded. What sounded? Where sounded? Vyomni, in the sky. In the sky. Vaditrani, musical instruments. Vaditrani, musical instrument. What type of sound was coming? Ghana, ghanaha. Ghana, ghana. It is the clasping of the clouds. Ghana, ghana. The sound of the clasping of the clouds was coming. Rain clouds. What else was happening? Gayanti tam sam gandharva, celestial beings. Celestial beings, they were singing. Gayanti, they were singing. And nityanti apsarasa muda. Muda, out of joy, the apsaras were all dancing. So gandharva were singing, apsara were dancing, and in the sky, many instruments were also singing. And what was that instrument? Ghana, ghana. The clouds were there, clasping clouds. So at that time of his descent on earth, gods in the form of raining clouds sounded musical instrument in the shape of thunder claps in the sky. The Gandharva sang praises to him while Apsara danced through joy. Next.
Petu sumanaso divyaha kecharairapavarjitaha prasedushcha dishasarva amhamsi cha manamsi cha.
Petu. Petu means fell. Petu. It's coming from the sky, you know, Petu. Sumanaso divya. Beautiful flowers. Sumanaso divya. It is not like that the flowers we shower on our all the doctors. Either in India or in America, we shower flowers on the front line. Our, we call it now, army workers, defending all of us from corona. So, sumanaso divya, from where? Khecharai. Kha means akash. Khecharai, in the akash, those who were roaming in the sky, who were they? They were all devatas. Apavarjita, devatas, they dropped. Apavarjita, they dropped. They dropped. And prasedustu disaya sarva. Prasedustu means all disas. Disas means 10 disas. South, east, northwest, and the four corners, up and down. All were very cheerful. Prasedustu. Cheerful sarva. Ambhansi cha manansi cha. And the ambhansi, all the waters were also very clear. Ambhansi, clear. Manansi, and the minds also were cheerful. Minds of all beings became cheerful. Bhagwan has come. See? The prabhava of Bhagwan. If Bhagwan descends, the minds of all beings become cheerful. And rivers and everything becomes very clean. Since everything is closed now in India, now they say the Gangaji has become very clean. No industries are pouring their waste in the Gangaji. So it's become clean, automatic clean. People are saying, even in America, there is no pollution. Although we don't find pollution here, in India they say, oh, if the sky has become clear, we are able to see stars now. Who is polluting? Only humans. Only humans. Who is polluting water? Only humans. Okay, Pratesha Disa Sarva Ambhansi Cha Manansi Cha. So at the time of God's appearance, the gods flying freely in the sky showered flowers. All the directions, all the waters, and everyone's mind became very cheerful. So there are living beings in the higher sky also. There are other lokas also. So So they can fly anywhere, anywhere. We can't fly. We have restriction. Now corona restriction is there. Even when the corona restriction is not there, then the country, you have to take permission whether we can fly over your country or not. And then our instrument can't fly even beyond 35,000 or 40,000 or 50,000. Our equipment, our machine can go only up to that. But their machine, their aeroplane, they go anywhere they can go. And we have seen in the case of Kardam Muni's aeroplane, how was that? Kamagam Biman. Kamagam Biman means what? An aeroplane where you don't have to give direction. You don't have to drive the car. There is no pilot. Pilotless. Only you have to say, I have to go to Switzerland. Bas. Perhaps they are borrowing from Bhagavatam, driverless car, kamagam. The computer will catch your voice. Kahan jana hai? Office. Recorded. Where is your office? 30877 North Fairfield Road. Le chalo. Kamagam. Okay. So they showered flowers when the Kapil Bhagwan born on earth. So all the inhabitants of the higher lokas, roaming there in their own plains, they showered divya flower, beautiful flower from sky.
Tatkardama ashramapadam sarasvatya parishritam swayambhu sakam rishibhi marichiyadi bhirabhyadat.
Tat, that kardam ashram padam, in that ashram of kardam. Where was that ashram? Sarasvatya parishritam, surrounded by Saraswati Nadi. Okay, swayambhu. Brahmaji, Swayambhu, born. Brahmaji has got no maternal or paternal mother and father. He came from the lotus of Bhagwan Vishnu. Swayambhu. How he came? Sakam, with. He didn't come alone. He came with few other people. Who are these people? Rishibhi. Rishibhi means many rishis also accompanied him. So Brahmaji came to the ashram of Kardam Rishi, along with many rishis. And the name here given is Marichi Adibhi. Later on we will find Naradji was also there, Sanat Kumars were also there. So there were many rishis at present. Then Abhyat came there. They all came there. Bhagwan has come. So naturally the Rishi Muni, they all will come to see Brahma, to see Bhagwan, to have the darshan of Bhagwan. So Brahma, self-born, first-born, went along Marichi and other sages to the ashram of Kardam, which was surrounded by Saraswati River. Okay. So Brahma is the first living creature. Pratham Purusha. So he visited that ashram. Okay.
Bhagavantam param brahma sattvenangshena shatruhan tattva sankhyana vijnyapte jatam vidvana jasvarat.
And he knew who he is and what is the purpose, why he has taken birth. Bhagavantam, he is Lord. Bhagavantam. Which Lord? Param Brahma. He is Supreme Brahma. Sattven ansena satruhan. Satruhan is, O killer of enemy, Vidur. The talk is going on between Maitri and Vidur. O Vidur, this Bhagavan is none other than that Param Brahma. That is the Param Brahma. And how he has come? With the Sattven ansena, in his quality of pure existence, Sattva. Sattva means Satchitanand. Sattva means existence. Sattva means Satgun also. Satgun. So he has got all the goodness and pure existence. What is the purpose of his coming? Tattva sankhyana vigyaptai. Tattva vigyanas.
Tattva
sankhyana vigyaptai. for explaining the Sankhya Darshan. Sankhya Darshan, Sankhya, numbers. He will give us the numbers, how the things came. And the Advaita Vedanta accept that Sankhya. They accept. Those who are studying Tattva Bodh, they will come to know whatever is said here, is said in the Tattva Bodh also. And we have borrowed from there only. It is said by whom? Kapil Bhagwan. It is said by Kapil Bhagwan. Acha, Jatam Bhagwan Ajaswarat. This Bhagwan has appeared. And how is that Swarat? Swarat means he is independent. Kapil Bhagwan did not go to any teacher. Beauty of Kapil Bhagwan. Bhagwan Ram, Bhagwan Krishna had to get knowledge from other rishi. Bhagwan Krishna had to go to Sandipani Rishi. Ramji has to take knowledge from Vasishtha. But how is this Kapil Bhagwan? Swarat, independent. No teacher. Who is saying? Ajah Vidwan. Ajah means that Brahmaji. Vidwan means he is all-knowing. He knows. He knows who has come and what is his purpose on this earth. That he has already said. So Brahma, who is naturally possessed of the true wisdom, where did he get the wisdom? Bhagwan Narayan himself gave him the wisdom because he did the tapas. When he appeared on the lotus, which came out from the navel of Vishnu, he was wondering, why I am here? There is nobody else. So he did tapas and came to know. Bhagwan came, was pleased with his tapas and explained him all, gave him all the knowledge and instructed him that now you start creation. Srishti banao. So already knew that the Lord, who is no other than the Supreme Brahma, had descended through pure sattva for imparting the knowledge of Sankhya, the system of philosophy, which determines the nature of the fundamental principles. Fundamental principles. He will tell everything. And how can we know this Brahman? How can we know? So in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, we find, Vedaisya sarvai aham eva vidya, Vedant krit ved vid eva chaham. Three things he have said here. All Veda indicate me only. Take any Veda, take any Upanishad. Whether you study Kathopanishad, Keno Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, or any Upanishad, Mandukya, Mundak, Vidyaranyaka, Sveta, any Upanishad you take, they all indicate to same Brahman. They will talk about that Brahman only. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedya, Vedantkrit. Who has given this Veda? Vedantkrit, I gave. Brahmaji gave all the four Vedas. How Brahmaji got? Narayan gave him. Vedanskrit and Vedvichyam, and I am knower of Veda. I am knower of Veda. Kapil Bhagwan is knower of Veda. He is known by Veda. He is knower of Veda. And he has written Veda also. Vedanskrit. All three has done. So Kapil Bhagwan has come down. Now he will give the Sankhya philosophy. So there is another Kapil Darshan also. There is another Kapil Darshan, but we will be seeing this Kapil Bhagwan Darshan. Okay. And Sattvenansa came with the Suddha Sattva. And what is the difference between Kapil and us? He has got the Vishuddha Sattva and we all have got the Malin Sattva, Tattva Bodh. We also have got Sattva Rajas Tamas, but we don't have Vishuddha Sattva. We have to put in effort from Malin Sattva to Vishuddha Sattva. That is our job. We can come to Vishuddha Sattva, but we have to put in effort.
Sabhajayan Vishuddhena चेतसा तच्चिकीर्षितं प्रहिष्यमानेन असुभिः कर्दमं चेदमभ्यधात्।
सभाजयन वर्शिपिंग विशुद्धेन चेतसा विद द प्योर हार्ट तत्चिकीर्षितम तत् मीन्स श्रीहरि चिकीर्षितम इंटेंडेड एक्टिविटीज वॉट एवर इज इंटेंडेड एक्टिविटीज ऑफ दैट ब्रह्माजी इज ऑल टेलिंग दस प्रहस्यमान असुभि प्रहस्यमान ग्लैडन असुभि मीन्स विथ ऑल सेंसेस ब्रह्माजी वॉज वेरी हैप्पी वेन ही वॉज टेलिंग अबाउट दैट कपिल भगवान हु इज ही वॉट इज गोइंग टू डू कर्दमम च कर्दम हुम ही वॉज टेलिंग हु एल्स वॉज देयर एट दैट टाइम ऑल द ऋषिज एंड ब्रह्माजी आर टॉकिंग टू कर्दम एंड देवूति च मीन्स देवूति सो कर्दम इज देयर देवूति इज देयर इदम अभ्यदात इदम मीन्स दिस अभ्यदात ही स्पोक सो ब्रह्माजी स्पोक समथिंग ही सेड समथिंग दैट इज गोइंग टू कम नाउ So what he said to Kardam and Devuti is going to come now. So after worshipping the Supreme Lord with the gladdened senses, they have got the darshan of Kapil Bhagwan. And they have worshipped that Kapil Bhagwan. And a pure heart of for his intended activities as an incarnation, Brahma spoke as follows to Kardam and Devuti. So Brahmaji knew who this newly born person is. He knew. And we all know that he is a realized. The same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tatva deham punar janma naeti mam eti suarjana. One who knows about my divya janma and karma. He is never again born. So who is saying about that Kapil Bhagwan? Brahmaji. So Brahmaji knows the Divya Janma of Bhagwan and his karma. Kapil Bhagwan has not said any single word. He is saying all this thing. So therefore Brahmaji is realized, he is liberated. And one who becomes the father of Bhagwan, naturally he is a great bhakta. If the Bhagwan is coming through Kardam, he is definitely a great bhakta. And Nanda Maharaj was also a great bhakta in whose house Lord crawled. So Brahmaji is in charge of the material world. The job of Brahma is to what? To create the whole world. How he is creating? With the Trigun Maya, five great elements, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, and five great elements, both subtle and gross. With these, Brahmaji is creating. But he also knows about the Bhagwan's Janma Karma. Since he knows about the Janma and Karma, therefore he is liberated. Why liberated? Because Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, whosoever comes to know, if we come to know about the Janma and karma of Bhagwan, we also will be liberated. Now, Brahma Uvacha, Brahmaji is now going to tell few verses to Kardam and Devuti.
Brahma Uvacha, Tvayame apachitistat kalpita nirvali kataha yanme sanjagrihe vakyam Bhagavan manadamanayan.
Tvaya by you. Oh, Kardam, by you, what you have done, me, yep. Apachiti, apachiti, have you heard this word, apachiti? One person has nodded. Apachiti, have you heard this word? Yes, number two, three, four, many people heard. Right. Apachiti means worship. Tat, Tat means O Son. Brahmaji is addressing Kardam as Son. Really, he is his son. Son. He came out from the Chaya of Brahmaji. Chaya of Brahmaji, therefore, he is Son. Kalpita, Kalpita, accomplished. Whatever I told you, you accomplished. How nirvikrita, without any duplicity, you did not change it, change the order. You sometimes we get na written order, we try to find out loopholes. What does this mean? Does this mean this or this? This way or that way? Now many instructions will be coming in page 3, page 4, and people will be interpreting, you know, according to our own intellect. Oh, this means this also or this also. But here say nirbhilikata, without duplicity, whatever I said, you followed that way. Yanme, since my sanjagrihe, you have accepted vakyam, whatever I instructed. I told you to create progeny. Create progeny. And you have done bhavan, you manada kardam. Kardam, he was always respecting others. Kardam, nature was like that you always respected others. Manayan. So manada means who offers respect to others, that means kardam. And manayan, he always respected others. O son, you who respect all, seeing the Lord in them, have done me the highest honor by sincerely accomplishing the task I had set you to. So whatever task I have given, you perform. And the task was given by Brahmaji, was the same task to everybody. Same task to everybody. When Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar came, he told me, go and beget children. But they said, no. Haath judte hain. We are nibritti margi. We are gyani. Don't want to go in sansar. And father got angry, you know. Father got angry, but he was a wise person. Brahmaji was a wise person. He didn't show any anger. But inside the anger was there. The 11 Rudra came. 11 Rudra were born. And they started crying. Then said, look, why are you crying? Then he got 11 Rudranis for them. Well, you get married, now you beget children. Lo. 11 Rudra, 11 Rudrani, and they started creating, and all Rudra were coming, and they started destroying creation. Lo. The Brahmaji said, hey, stop. Come here. They all stopped. They came here. Start meditating. They started meditating. They are still in meditation. Then they created 10 sages. Marichi, Adi, Pulastha, Kritu. All these are sages, they were created by Brahmaji. And Kardam came out from the Chaya. And again he told same thing to all of them, beget children. Except Naradji, all got married. Naradji is unmarried. Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they are unmarried. So they all got married. So Brahmaji is praising Kardam that whatever I told you to do, you did it. You followed my instruction. But now time has changed. Do you think your children will follow your instruction, get married and beget children? I want to become grandfather. Will they listen to you? No. They have not. So he's praising, huh? So Lord Brahma is the first living entity. He is father of the whole universe. He is the first spiritual teacher also. So Kardam is son of Brahmaji. And he listened to his father's advice. Whatever father said, he said, okay. So honoring the words of father or spiritual father is respecting father or spiritual father. Apachiti. So those who have not heard this word earlier, let me tell you, we have studied in Sadhana Panchakam. Vedo nityam adhiyatam, taduitam karma sanustiyatam, ten isasya vidhiyatam apachiti, kamme mati tyajyatam. Apachiti word has come there. You have to reflect, you have to remember. Then it will help you. Apachiti is worship.
Etavatte vasushusha कार्यापितरिपुत्रकैहि बाणं मित्तनुमन्नेत गौरवेन गुरोर्वचः
एतावत् टू दिस एक्सटेंट एव एग्जैक्टली सुश्रुषा यू हैव गिवन सर्विस कार्या रेंडर्ड पितरे पुत्र कई टू फादर पितर कई मीन्स बाई सन आई टोल्ड यू टू डू दिस यू हैव डन दिस थिंग वेरी गुड बाढ़म बाढ़म एक्सेप्टेड वेरी गुड प्रेस्ट इति अनुमन्यते इति अनुमन्येत दिस शुड बी फॉलोड ब्रह्मा इज टेलिंग दैट वॉट एवर फादर और द स्पिरिचुअल फादर से दिस शुड बी फॉलोड गौरवेना गौरवेना विथ रेस्पेक्ट गुरुर्वच द कमांडमेंट्स ऑफ गुरु दिस शुड बी फॉलोड सो द बेस्ट सर्विस दैट ए सन कैन डू ए फादर इज टू एक्सेप्ट हिज ऑर्डर unreservedly and act accordingly. So there are two important words here. One is Pitari and Guru. Pitari means father and guru. The son or sister should accept and follow their instruction. You see, guru is also treated as father. He is spiritual father. He is spiritual father. They should not say, this is not correct, I can't carry it out. Spiritual master is considered as second father. Brahman is called Dwij, one who introduces to spirituality is also a father. He is also a father. Sometimes the same person can be father and spiritual father. Now can anybody tell me an instance where the father and spiritual father is one and same? Vyas and Sukhdev. Sukhdev father is Vyas. And he is spiritual father also. He gave Brahma Vidya to Sukhdev. But Sukhdev thought, my own father, whether he knows it or not, he had doubt. And he wanted to verify whether whatever spiritual knowledge I have got is correct or not. Then father said him to go to Janak. Said to Janak Maharaj to verify. And Sukhdev went to Janak Maharaj to verify. And Janak Maharaj tested and said, yes, you have got it. You have got it. And you know how he tested. Have you heard? When Sukhdev ji went there, he said, I want to know whether I have realized or not. He said, okay, take out your tongue and put some sugar granules on the tongue. And he said, you go around 3 times in this hall, come back. When he came back, the granules were as it is. That means he has control of senses. What will he do? Kitna meetha hai? What type of sugar is this? We will immediately take. But he kept it as it is. He said, yes, you have got the control of senses. So yeah, no, you have got. When Janak certified, then Sukhdev said, whatever my father has given me the knowledge is the correct one. So this is a case of biological and the spiritual father, one and same person. Otherwise, in the most cases, it is different. Biological father is different and the spiritual father is different. So as a man can't separate his life from his body, a disciple cannot separate the order of the spiritual master from his life. So Shraddha is the most important part. In Tattvabodh we have studied, what is Shraddha? Guru Vedanta Vakyesu Vishwasaha. Guru Vedanta Vakye Adi. What is the meaning of Adi there? Adi means there. You should have a Shraddha, faith in the Guru. Whatever he says is correct as per the Shastra number 1. Whatever is written in the Shastra number 2 is correct. Number 3, Ishwar is also there. Ishwar is also there and we should have faith in that also. And Brahmaji said by saying this, he said, I am so satisfied. You have repaid your Pitra Rina. You have listened to this word also many times. We have got the five rinna. I'm not going to enumerate now. You reflect and find out those five rinna. Out of that five rinna, one is pitra rinna. And Brahmaji said, you have today repeat pitra rinna. Why? Because whatever I said, you have done 100% without any duplicity. Therefore, Brahmaji was very satisfied.
Ima duhitarasabhya tavavatsa sumadhyamaha sargametam prabhavaihi svairbrim haishantane kadha.
Ima. Now, all the daughters are there. How many daughters she had? Nine. Ima. Brahmaji is saying, Ima duhitara. Duhitara means your daughters. Duhitara sabhya. Chaste. What is the opposite of sabhya? Asabhya. Sabhya. Brahmaji is giving certificate to the nine daughters. These daughters are sabhya, cultured. Tava vatsa. Tava, your. Vatsa means son. And we have already seen, Kardam is the son of Brahmaji, came out from his shadow. Vatsa, sumadhyama, thin-waisted. Sumadhyama, thin-waisted. Acha, sargam etam, sargam, creation, etam, this, prabhavai, descendant. They all will get children, descendants. They all will get children. Swai, own, brihasyanti, and will increase. They will increase. Anekdha, in various ways. So nine daughters will get married to nine Rishi Munis and they will get many, many children. This is what Brahmaji is saying. Marriage has not happened. Marriage has not happened. When Bhagwan appeared before Kardam, he was not married. He said, you will get married. The proposal is coming in 2 days. After that, you will get nine daughters. After that, I will come also through you. Same way, Brahmaji is saying about the nine daughters. Anekdha. So Lord Brahma then praised the nine daughters of Kardam Muni and saying, all your thin-waisted daughters are certainly very chaste. Very chaste. I am sure they will increase this creation by their own descendant in various ways. Anekdha. Sumadhyama means a good daughter of a beautiful woman is called Sumadhyama. So Brahmaji is very pleased because his purpose is to increase the creation. So there are nine candidates, nine daughters. They will get married and there will be many, many children. So he is very, very happy.
Atastvam rishi mukhibhyah yatha shilam yatha ruchi atmaja parideyadya vistrini hi yasho bhuvi.
Ataha, ata means therefore. After praising the nine daughters, he says, ataha, therefore, tam, what you should do, another instruction. Tam, you, rishi mukhebhyo, the foremost rishis, rishi mukhya. Now he's telling where they should get married. They should get married to rishis. Rishi mukhebhyo. Yathasila yatharuchi. How? Yathasila, according to the temperament, according to the taste. So the girls, you check the temperament of the girl and their taste. Yatha sila, yatha ruchi, and then you get married to Rishi. Brahmaji's instruction. Brahmaji didn't say that you find out a computer engineer, get married daughter to only engineer, doctors, highly paid officials, CEO, find out CEO. No. He said, Rishi. Why Rishi? By professional degree, you can get only material wealth. By spiritual degree, you will get both material wealth and spiritual wealth. We have seen in the case of Kardam Muni, when he was meditating, when Lord appeared, he was in the torn cloth, not even a whole body was covered. And his kutiya was a small ashram only. With the spiritual wealth, he made an aerial mansion unparalleled in the world, with multi-storied. And he got 1,000 Gandharva girls, not ordinary maids, 1,000 maids from Gandharva, celestial Gandharva girls to serve. Can we think of one maid servant 24 hours in America? With all the degrees we have got, with all money we have got? No. See? Therefore, Brahmaji is saying that these all will be wedded to Rishi. Okay? Rishi Mukhebhyo Yatha Silam Yatha Ruchi, according to their temperament, according to their taste, Atmaja, Atmaja, your daughters, Parideya, give. Give. When? Adya, today. Aaj shaadi karo. Vistrinihe yaso bhubi. Vistrinihe, they will spread yaso bhubi. Yaso means the fame. Bhubi, in the universe, they will spread your fame. Therefore, today, Adya, please give away your daughters to the foremost sages with due regard for the girl's temperament and liking, and thereby spread your fame all over the universe. All over the universe. And who are these nine rishis? They are Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastha, Pulah, Kritu, Bhrigu, Vasishtha, and Atharva. So Brahmaji would give nine daughters, should be given to nine rishis, Yathasilam, Yatharuchi. So daughters are to be given according to their character and temperament, and not blindly. Not blindly. Earlier, nowadays it's not happening earlier, how our marriages happened. So father of bride and father of bridegroom, they will exchange the horoscope, they will go to one pandit, and the pandit will calculate how many Daivi Gun and Asuri Gun are telling. If the more Daivi Gun are telling, they will say this is appropriate. So many Gunas have tell it, it will be happy marriage. Or if somebody with has a more Devi Guna and to a person who is a more Asuri Guna, what will happen? There will be clash. Marriage will be unhappy. So they used to see the temperament. Temperament of each candidate, and they will say, yes, this match is okay. In 12th canto of Bhagavat, it is said in Kali Yuga, the marriage will be by the outer appearance only. That is happening now also. Our children, how they get attracted to each other? By outer appearance only. They don't know the temperament fully, although they take their long time to know each other. But everybody comes forward with his best, you know, always. When you are meeting with, after marriage, the colors are different. Before marriage, everybody comes with his best attitudes. No, we will do the aarti, the 2 minutes only. Should we take one more? Okay.
Vedaham Madhapurusham Avatirnam Swamayaya Bhutanam Shevadim Deham Vivranam Kapilam Mune.
Vedaham, Brahmaji say, I know. What do you know? Adyam Purusam Avatirnam. This Adya, this original person who has come. Brahmaji is saying, I know who is this person. He has come so maya, by his own maya, he has taken a form. Although he is formless, he is Brahman, formless, but with his maya he has taken a form. Bhutanam, why he has come? Bhutanam for being Sevadim. Bestower of all desires. So whatever you ask, he will give. Because he can give anything. Say with them, Deham Vibranam Kapil Mune, and Deham body, Vibranam, assuming, and what will his name? Abhi Namkaran nahi hua hai. Nobody has said what will be called. He is saying, Brahmaji is saying, this is Kapil. Kapil Muni. Oh Kardam, this is Kapil Muni. I know the most ancient person, the bestower of all boons on living beings, has descended through his own maya, wonderful creative energy in the person of Kapil, O Kardam. This is Kapil, Bhagwan. And who is this Kapil Bhagwan? That Brahman, he has taken a form with his Maya Shakti. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Tadatmanam Srijamyaham, I take a form. When? Then when three things happen, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Grani Bhavati Bharata, and all that you know. So he takes form with his Maya. His body is not material body, it is Dibya Sarir, always know this thing. It is not like our Panchabhut, Panchamahabhut. You will never find the body of Bhagwan Krishna, Bhagwan Ram or any Bhagwan. They just disappear. You will never, nobody can show he left their body here. Ye uska raakh hai, ye dekho. Aisa nahi hai. They just disappear. So Moor think this body is an ordinary body. Even Bhagwan Krishna time people used to think, are, this is makhan chora hai. He is a thief. How can he can be Bhagwan? He can never be a Bhagwan. Sevadim means he is the bestower of all necessities of other living entities. Therefore, he is called Bhagwan. So there are two more verses now. Three more verses of Brahmaji's Upadesh. We'll see in our next class. Now we'll do Aarti. Om.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्